Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. And I love when we can start the program off with a bang. We've got my whole show player of the week presented by Zvi Brewing in Fort Collins, Avery Morrow, the running back for Colorado State. 24 carries, 168 yards, helping the Rams get that win, 17-14 over Nevada. Avery, my man, thanks so much for giving us some time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Man, what a game by you. I mean, okay, first off, were you just flat out exhausted at the end? I mean, you were getting the workload in with 24 carries.
Man, I was more than tired, but I mean, I wanted to come out with that W. It meant a lot to me.
Dude, you could see it in your eyes. You could see how much you wanted to win that game. Of course, all the Nevada stuff. You were one of the Wolfpack at one point and coming over to CSU. How meaningful was a game like that?
I mean, it was everything. You know, I know a lot of the guys on the field. You know, my previous coach is still over there. My previous running back coach, you know, the two running backs that were ahead of me last year are still there. So, you know, I feel like I had a lot to prove, and, you know, I just kind of just took everything personal and just played my game.
You outrushed all of those running backs too. 168 yards for you. Nevada had 114 yards rushing in that game. Just an absolute power game like that. I mean, I didn't expect that necessarily going into it. Was that the game plan initially, was saying, hey, we're going to give you a lot of carries, or did it just kind of progress that way with how you were running the ball? Coaches said, all right, we're just going to keep at it. Was that the plan going into the game?
Well, we're air raid, so that's never really the plan. I think, you know, we got a lot of young quarterbacks right now, and you know, coach wanted me to make him comfortable. And, you know, I'll do anything for Jaden Arvell. You know, if he wants me to make a play, I'm going to do it. You know, simple as that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You know, if he kept giving me the ball, and I was like, okay, whatever.
It's more like Fort Air Raid turns into Fort Run or Air Raid. While it mix it all up, let's change the name of it. You could just see it, though, man. You guys wanted this one so bad. Obviously, there was drama heading into the game. You guys weren't really talking about it before the game, but Nevada's coach saying all this stuff, like Coach Norvell's asking guys to leave the program, to not play in the bowl game, all of that. And we talked to Coach, we've talked to Clay earlier in the week. I mean, did that add to it? I mean, obviously, you want to win this game anyway, just because of the nature of it being Nevada. But did that only just increase your guys' willpower, so to speak, to want to win this football game?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, to say something like that, that's just not true at all. That's not the kind of person that Jay is at all. And, you know, for him to say that, it's just like, what are you trying to prove? Like, I mean, this is football. Like, you know, you ain't got to make it that personal. You know, we all had his back, you know, including the players that came with him from Nevada and, you know, the players that didn't. You know, we had something to prove, and, you know, there was a lot of talking, side chatter between, I mean, from him, even the players. You know, I had even seen on social media, somebody had a hat with the X on our logo. Mm. It was just like, you know, you guys are doing all this talking, and, you know, you guys got to see us here in a couple of hours. So, I mean, they definitely fueled the fire, and, you know, that's why the game was how it was, all the penalties, all the, you know, unsportsmanlike conduct, all that. You know, it was just really bad. Like, that game was just a joke, man, when it came to these guys.
Well, and I, you know, just again, from watching in my living room, I could see it. I mean, when you guys would get tackled out of bounds or whatever, you could into the Nevada side of the field. I mean, you could see players. I mean, what was that like? Were they, I mean, it looked like, from my vantage point, there was a lot of trash talk. There was a lot of chippiness. What was it like for you on the field with those guys?
Well, for me, I had to tune it out because I got an unsportsmanlike contact. Mm. So, you know, I had to, you know, those refs didn't really call a fair game. You know, even that play when Torrey got hit out of bounds.
My goodness.
You know, that obviously should have been a flag, but, you know, they didn't call anything. I mean, I was some words after every play, but, you know, the refs weren't calling it. So, you know, my coach told me, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you play. And, you know, we definitely had to buy into that.
Man, I really love to your response. So you had a fumble, and I was even thinking, man, I mean, you were exhausted. You looked gassed, and you fumbled the football there. I always say, man, fumbles are going to happen. Mistakes are going to happen. It's how you recover. And for you to just bounce right back, they went right back to you. You kept coming up with big run after big run, and they knew it was coming. So that, to me, was so impressive about you. Was, you know, mistakes are going to happen, but the way you bounced back was huge.
Well, you know, I give all that to my teammates. And, you know, after it happened, you know, everybody just looked at me, and they looked me in my eyes and told me, you know, we believe in you. We're coming back to you, and, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. They kept telling me, you know, you're going to win this game for us. And, you know, that motivated me. And, you know, that made me want to play even harder. So, I mean, with the help of my teammates, my coaches, you know, I praise them for that. Because, you know, they definitely kept my head, like, in a level space.
What was the last, you know, the last play, of course? Michael Boyle hits that field goal. It felt like a lifetime in between when he lines up and goes out on the field and finally makes it. What was that like for you guys?
No, man, that was everything. For it to be our first conference game, our first W, it being in Reno, you know, coming back, you know, it was just like, you know, we laid it all out on the line, and, you know, it came out to the last play, and, you know, there's no better feeling. Like, once it got through there, you're just like, man, like that was a game right there. You know, those are moments that we will all remember.
Avery Morrow joining us, running back for Colorado State. You know, we talked a lot about, you're looking at, it's the state of college football now is transferred. We see a lot of people transferring, leaving the program. Obviously, there's been a number of guys that have left the program. How do you handle that? How do you guys view that? I know some of the players I've spoke to already are, you know, saying, hey, this brings us together. We're the ones that are here now. What was that process like for you as you were seeing these names enter the portal, leave the program, whatever you want to call it?
Well, you know, I wish all those guys the best. But, I mean, it just shows that they weren't all the way bought in. And, you know, maybe they were just kind of bringing us down in the first 4 weeks. And, you know, it was hard to see a lot of them guys go, you know, coming in and then seeing everybody's locker getting cleared out. It's just like, man, like, you know, it kind of brings the energy down. But it also brought us together because, you know, our backs are against the wall. And, you know, the only thing that we can do is fight, you know, from there. And I think with all these guys leaving, you know, we're seeing who's really bought in and who really wants to win, who really wants to play. And, you know, who doesn't have that quitting mindset, you know, who's ready to do anything for the team, no matter how much playing time you get, you know. It's just where we're at right now. You know, we even had a guy leave this week, surprisingly. And, you know, we're still working through all this transferring. This transfer portal stuff is crazy, man. And, you know, like I said, you know, I wish those guys the best. And, you know, we're just going to keep on moving forward. That's all we can do.
Yeah, no question, man. It's definitely an interesting side to college sports, no doubt about it. Again, you had a monster game. Fantastic job by you. How much can you tell us about this game coming up against Utah State? You said it, like, we're for air raid, so that wasn't necessarily part of the plan. But as I kept rolling, they're like, yeah, let's keep feeding this dude. Is that, can we expect a heavy dose of Avery Morrow this weekend against Utah State?
I mean, I don't call the plays, but, I mean, I'm hoping so. You know, if they give me the ball, I'm going to do what I do. You know, I'm going to do what I can, and I'm going to do what I can for the team. So, we'll see.
I just love that, you being so versatile, too. Knowing what this offense is ultimately going to be with Fort Air Raid, you run the ball, love running the football. Would you rather it kind of go back into more of a run style, or are you looking at going to whatever it is, I'll be ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, man, that's how I'm a versatile player. You know, wherever coach wants me to be. Whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to do it. That's the kind of player I am, you know. If he wants to give me 20 touches, let's rock out. If he wants to give me 5 touches, you know, I'm blocking for most of the game, well, shit, let's rock out, man. You know, that's the kind of player I am. I don't like to be selfish, you know. You know, last game I had a lot of the camera on me. I don't have no problem with somebody else having the camera, you know. Camera on them, you know. I'm a team player when it's all said and done.
Oh man, that was a fun game. I loved seeing you just run the ball like that. It was so much fun for me to see. Man, we just wish you the best of luck this weekend. We're pulling for you guys, and I know with all the drama and everything that's gone on, especially leading up to that Nevada game, it was just so awesome. I don't know if you get on Twitter much, but just to see the Rams fans going crazy for you guys, I mean, it was really special to see.
Yeah, man, it was a special moment for sure.
All right, my man. Well, good luck to you this weekend, and we'll look to catch up with you soon.
All right, appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right, man. There's Avery Morrow. 24 carries, 168 yards. He was my player of the week presented by Zvi Brewing in Fort Collins. Maybe he'll get another one. You know what we haven't had yet to start this football season, Angel? A repeat winner. We haven't had that yet. If you guys want to check out my list of whole show players of the week, that was my first Ram. That was my first Ram of the season, so go check that out, and we'll see. Maybe he'll be the guy. He's saying, listen, I asked him, was that the plan going into the Nevada game? He's like, I mean, we're Ford Air Raid, so no. But that's what I like about what Jay Norvell did in that game. I mean, you obviously have a plan going in, and then you look at it and say, well, Morrow's running the ball like crazy. Let's keep feeding him. That's a big thing, I think, for a head coach to recognize early, because he had 24 carries. Everybody, the next in line, I think Ajon Vivens had like 5 carries. So they just decided right then, you know what? Throw out the game plan. Let's just ground and pound with Avery, and away we go. Yeah, we've had a CSU player. Last week was Hazeek Daniels out of Air Force. We had Elijah Dotson for UNC. I had Cortland Sutton on there. I've had 2 Air Force players, though. So Brad Roberts was got it on September 13th. And then I think one of my first of the season, at least the college season, was Andrew Peasley out of Wyoming. You got any guesses? You think it's going to be a Bear this week? You think it's going to be a Ram, a Bronco? We'll wait until Monday night, late Monday night, to put this out, because you could just have a Bronco. Could I have an Avalanche player now? I mean,
could it be a Buffs player?
Could it be a Buffs player? Could it be a coach? I don't know if I'll do that. I'm not sure. Could it be Mike Sanford? Getting that one going. I don't think I'll do that one, but I mean, now you got the Avs in the mix. Nuggets start next Wednesday. It's going to get competitive up in here, man. I mean, this player of the week thing is going to get real competitive. Avs get the win. Great job by them. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. I got a really ugly story, and it's not like a negative story. It's just a really rough one for Colorado State. 18 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Just 23 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show. Smitty texting in, we changed our blocking scheme by keeping a tight end in the backfield as a lead blocker. 25 was a beast behind that O-line. And he was. That was the big reason probably. I mean, again, you get the defensive touchdowns. But what was able to secure that win ultimately was just hard-nosed running. Who would have predicted that to begin the season? Oh, the Rams will get their first win of the year. Fort Air Raid will get their first win of the year by ground and pound with one guy. 25 carries, 24 carries or whatever. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The Avs get the win over the Blackhawks. And there we go. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. And that's my good story. The Avs get it done. 5-2 over Chicago. Start the season off with a bang. Nichushkin with two goals. What an effort. What a game by him.
McKinnon down low. Back out in front. Carr straight away. Near side. Ranted in. Score! The redirect in front by Lekkonen.
Power play treated the Avs really well last night, didn't it? That dude was there last night. Not that dude, but the other dude. Like, he was there to sing that song, but he had the crowd just sing it. So they probably paid him to be there to just, like, hold a microphone up. He did a bunch of interviews. What's his name again? Blink-182 guy? I don't know. He had an Avs jersey on, everything. What a cool thing. I absolutely think the Avs are one of the major reasons Blink-182 got back together. I tweeted it yesterday. I feel better about it today because the dude was there, and he's talking about how it brought, you know, a bunch of new fans of Blink-182 to the surface.
Mark Hoppus?
Hoppus? Either way. I hope he has a good concert in July 3rd. Here we go. The bad, this should be an ugly, but I've got an ugly story. Dan Snyder. Wow. We're going to get into this more a little bit later on in the program, but Dan Snyder, the boss of the Commanders, who play tonight, says he's got dirt on NFL owners. He's got dirt on Roger Goodell. And he's gathered enough secrets to, quote, blow up, end quote, several NFL owners, the league office, and even Commissioner Roger Goodell. I don't doubt he has the dirt. This is the problem. Like, Dan Snyder's not fired or removed from his team for a reason. This is probably the reason.
Well, and you always hear that the owners is kind of this, you know, boys' club. Sure, they share secrets with each other, and now Dan's got all of them.
Wow. It's going to be, we knew this a year ago when Gruden was made the scapegoat. I thought, man, this is going to be bad. He can't just be Gruden.
Timing that this comes out the day that they play on Thursday Night Football.
Gets you interested in the game a little more?
A little bit. There's some intrigue. There's a storyline.
NFL's king of the storyline. Oh, man, Angel, this story. I hate this story. This is awful. Colorado State men's basketball star Isaiah Stevens to miss extended time with injury. That was Kevin Lytle's headline in the Coloradoan. He is out indefinitely. He had a foot injury in practice yesterday. The team confirmed the news. And now they say, all right, he's probably going to be out for a while. It's not season ending at this point. This is a major blow to CSU. Now, obviously, we go back to David Roddy, and Rams fans were kind of, it was kind of a bittersweet thing, right? You wanted Roddy to go on to the NBA at some point and represent Colorado State for years and years to come, and he's doing a really good job already. But you knew you were going to lose him, and you thought, all right, can this Rams team get back into March Madness without David Roddy? Oh, well, we have Isaiah Stevens. Now Isaiah's out, I mean, indefinitely. Angel, we first heard that about David Hogue, right? Was indefinitely, well, kind of looking like he's going to miss the season, right? So, again, a longer basketball season, so more of an opportunity for Isaiah to be there. This is just a bummer. Just absolutely gut-wrenching for me and all Rams fans. Coach Nico Medved said, first and foremost, myself and the team feel terrible for Isaiah. He's a special player and a tremendous leader. We're confident Isaiah will get through this and make a full recovery. While we know that his presence and leadership will be missed, I know this team will respond. We will continue to work diligently, and we are really excited to get this season started. You're going to miss that 14.7 points per game, 4.7 assists per game, and 3 rebounds per game. He is second in career assists at CSU with 443 and in the top 25 in points scored. He was supposed to be kind of the focal point. In fact, that was what I was really interested to see, Angel, is will his game change? Because last year he was the Robin to David Roddy's Batman. Well, maybe that was just out of necessity. Maybe he's even a better player than a Robin-type player. And that's just a bummer. This one hurts. You know, basketball just around the corner. And we were so excited to see what all these teams. I mean, I have high expectations for all three of the teams. Maybe four if you want to go up north. I have high expectations for all four this year. Wyoming, CU. I mean, I always think Tad Boyle's going to be at least in the conversation of going dancing. UNC, I think. I'm going to a scrimmage tonight, actually, and I think they're going to be good. CSU, I mean, does this all but end any kind of real dreams and thoughts of getting back into the big dance?
I mean, obviously that remains to be seen, but losing a key player, a guy that contributes, you know, on and off the court, in the locker room, a team guy, a leader, when you lose that kind of impact, you know, he'll probably still be around the team and such, I'm assuming, but that kind of impact you lose when he's not in practices, he's not running drills with you, he's not on the court with you, you know, going through the adversity on the, like, in real time. So that's going to be a challenge for this team that they have to face even before the season gets started. And Coach Medved's going to have to, you know, try to rally his guys maybe around Isaiah to, you know, get them to show that, hey, he might not be able to play, but we can still go out and perform at our best for Isaiah.
So you, as far as other guys on the roster, I mean, you got John Tonjay, pretty good player. I think he was a starter last year, right? He'll be good. James Moore's a big guy, kind of came on later, was playing pretty good basketball late. Jalen Lake, younger guy, he's a sophomore, but David Roddy spoke really highly of this kid. Maybe he could be a big piece to this. Isaiah Rivera, another guy. I mean, again, good players, but not to the level. Tanjay's probably getting close, but not to the level of Isaiah Stevens. That's a rough one. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys want to weigh in on, well, our poll question today, our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, you can go vote at theholeshow.com. What's getting most of your attention? Like, if you had to pick in the month of October, because I was thinking about it last night, man. You've got, literally, I had two great baseball games on. You know, the Braves game, the Dodgers game, and then the Avs game was about to start, and so I'm going back and forth with the recall button there, and I'm thinking, man, it's going to get crazy. Got more baseball playoffs tonight. I think the Avs play again today. You have Thursday Night Football. The Nuggets start next week. So my question is, what's getting more of your attention? The NFL? College football? The NHL? Major League Baseball playoffs? The NBA? I mean, it's all going. Everything's going right now. So what's getting the bulk of your attention? Go vote at theholeshow.com. What are you picking, Angel? You got to pick one. I love it. I get comments already that I like them all.
It's like, I'm trying to think which sport has the most games played in October, because I'll probably be watching most of these. So I think probably Nuggets Avs are going to lead the way with the amount of games that they're playing. But I'd still say NFL is and remains the king of my viewing habits.
And you're not alone.
It's only 3 days a week, and the rest of it I'm watching.
If you had to pick, though, if you had to pick, like, say the NFL's on, a good NFL game is on, you've got a Nuggets game on, you got an Avs game on, you got Major League Baseball playoffs game on, it's all going at one time. College football, maybe, but somehow that works out. But we're just playing the hypothetical game.
Nuggets.
Probably where I'm going. That's me, and that's not, I mean, we are alone in
it's
that.
It's close. I mean, it depends on how good that NFL game is.
Bills Chiefs over a random regular season Nuggets game?
Nuggets.
Oof, that's tough.
I just like watching Jokic play.
Oh, man, and he played last night, and Marcus Morris, the other Morris brother, not the one that Joker has beef with, went at him. Like, hard foul, kind of like hugged around him. Already some drama in a preseason game. Joker played last night. Do you think he should have played? And now the wrist seems fine, but I think I'm still just not risking anything.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, spent his entire summer out in Serbia playing European basketball, so it's not like he's out of shape. He still looks fine. He still moves fine. He's Joker, so he's just a tough dude.
Yeah, he is. He's a tough dude. Okay, so here's what the poll looks like. NFL's leading. 30% of the hooligans are saying the NFL. I'm watching more of that. Major League Baseball playoffs are second. 23%. I'm shocked by this. 23% of the hooligans say Major League Baseball playoffs. 23% tied say NHL. Then it's college football. 7% saying NBA. Now, I wonder if I would have changed it and just put Nuggets, Avalanche, if that changes. But I think that kind of goes without saying. If you're a sports fan, you're probably watching your local team more.
Well, most fans aren't watching the Nuggets and Avs on TV.
That's true. That's also true. I mean, this TV deal continues to go on. I don't like the angle either that the Kroenkes are taking. Like, why doesn't Comcast like the Avalanche and the Nuggets? Why don't they appreciate Colorado sports? What is that? Like, again, Angel, it's on them. It's on the Kroenkes. It's on Altitude or whatever their LCC is or whatever, LLC. It's on them because Comcast is bigger than Colorado.
They have to kind of prove themselves to Comcast that, hey, we have the numbers, we have the fans, we have the support. And it's hard to do that when the last couple of years you don't have those numbers.
You can't, I've said this before, if Comcast was seeing a huge hit and it was affecting the bottom line, they'd be changing. They'd come meet in the middle or whatever it is Altitude's wanting. The bottom line is they're not seeing it. They're not seeing the following. Now, in fairness, it's been going on for 2.5 years. Is this year three? In fairness, the popularity has gone up for both teams, or, you know, you would think, logically, a two-time MVP and a Stanley Cup champ on the other side. In fairness, when this started, the Avs were good, not great. They were good, really good. And the Nuggets were fine. Joker was a great player, but not an MVP player yet. So in fairness, everything that's happened that might increase those ratings has happened during the dark period of not having these games on Comcast and Dish. But again, if you're Comcast and you're Dish Network, you're looking at it going, we can live without it. We can clearly live without this. So, yeah, interesting stuff there. But go vote at theholeshow.com. I'd love to see where this one ends up. What are you watching more of? If you had to pick one, what's getting most of your attention at this point in the month of October? October is always the best month for sports. It's the best month. You have the NHL and the NBA starting. The NFL and college football are in the meat of their seasons. And then you have Major League Baseball playoffs. So it's a great time, the best time to be a sports fan. Ooh, look at this, Angel. Major League Baseball playoffs just went up to the top. So go vote at theholeshow.com. I want to see where my Hooligans are when it comes to what are you watching the most, if you had to pick one in the month of October. 37 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Minutes after 11. Welcome back into the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications studios. On the Rocks Liquor brings us a game beer of the week every week. This one is from Crabtree Brewing in Greeley. Chunkin' Pumpkin. Pick up selections from Crabtree or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru or pop inside. They're open 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. tomorrow. It's already Friday tomorrow. Wow. Look at that, Angel. Free tastings this Friday from 4 to 7. The good folks from Clastic Distributing will be on hand with some wines to try. Are you a big, like, haunted house guy? Because I'm hearing the Fritzler ads on KFKA, and I have never been to Scream Acres. I've been to Fritzler's several times. Love it. I've never done the haunted house thing or the haunted maze thing.
I do like haunted houses. My family, back when I lived, you know, back in Alabama, we'd go out every Halloween season to some farm or some, you know, random place where they had a haunted house. I remember one time we went to this abandoned steel factory that was, like, actually haunted. So they had a whole little trail through that. And then, you know, haunted houses, hay rides, stuff like that. I enjoy it. I don't get, like, I know it's scary, so I'm just like, oh, I'm going to get spooked. Oh, well.
You know you're going to jump.
I'm going to jump. It's going to be, and then, okay, good job. I'll give congratulations to the people that scare me the most.
Are you down? I'm talking about going out to Scream Acres. We're thinking about next Friday.
Tanner's been talking about it for, like, a month. Like, back in August, he was talking about it.
That dude gets so scared easily, man. I scare him every day here. I scared him this morning. I'll just walk by and, you know, scare him. He's just, he's jumpy. He's a jumpy guy. So I'm very excited to see how he reacts. But I'm probably just as jumpy if it's going to come to that stuff, man. My wife and I, you get married, you're around each other all the time. She knows where I am, but I'll pop out of a room and she's like, "Gah!" I'm like, "You knew I was here. You knew I was in here."
You just need a little bell or something.
Yeah, I think so, man. My kids scared the crap out of me yesterday morning. I'm taking a shower and I look over and the doors, my bedroom door to the bathroom's open or whatever. And I didn't know he was up there. I just look over and I see this tiny little hand creep around, grab the door, pull it shut. And I'm like, "Gah!" And so I go out. Of course, he was up to mischief. He was shutting the door so he could get on my bed and jump on it and jump off of it. And so when I popped out there, scared him, I got him back. So, but dude, I'm jumpy when it comes to that stuff. But I'm excited for that. And we're going to try to do it next Friday. Hooligans, come on out. Be there. Be a part of the madness. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I think the Nuggets are going to be really good this year, dude. I know we've talked about it, like their championship goals and all of that. I feel like the expectations are building, are going up. Bruce Brown's been in the media a lot. Like what maybe he's going to be that missing piece. I think we're actually talking about him more than KCP. You know, his addition to the Nuggets is going to be huge. And that's what I like about Calvin Booth. You know, I'm not taking anything away from Tim Connelly. He rebuilt this thing after, you know, the George Karl thing and all that. He rebuilt it. But I don't know with Connelly if it felt like his strategy was as direct. Like, they drafted Nikola Jokic in the second round. I don't know that that was the plan. Like, that wasn't the plan for him to be amazing. It was, at the time, it was Yusuf Nurkic who was the big man. That was the plan. He's going to be our starting center. You draft a Joker, you know, liking him. But I guarantee you, you ask Tim Connelly or Michael Malone if they thought Joker would be this good. They might tell you, yeah, obviously we drafted him, so we thought he would be a great player. But Yusuf Nurkic was their starter. That was the plan. Calvin Booth feels like it's a little more direct, what he's doing. This offseason, they said, we have to get better defensively. He made a tough decision, which some didn't think it was a tough one, but it was, to move on from Will Barton. Monte Morris, that was a tough situation. But he said, hey, we have to get better defensively. And we know that you can't just say, hey, players on the roster, be better defensively. That doesn't work. It maybe works for younger guys as you grow, but this team has been saying that for years now. We got to be better defensively. We got to be tough. We got to be have a little bit of an attitude. And Calvin Booth went out and made something happen.
Definitely, it kind of feels like with Booth and the new hire and the new players coming in. Murray's back. MPJ is back. Bones is coming into his own. Jokic is the 2-time MVP. And I think back to the 2018 playoffs against the 7-game series against Portland.
Mm.
And you kind of see, oh, that's what this team could be.
Yeah.
They could be this, you know, shootout team, or they can light you up, or they can play tough defense. They can take a series to 7 games if they need to and win it. And ever since then, we haven't seen that team reappear. We saw a glimpse of it with the bubble, but that was just a whole mess of, yeah, they're all playing basketball for 3 weeks straight.
With
they're
no
gonna be
crowd,
good.
No home court advantage or anything like that.
And so now it feels like, okay, we have all of our players, we have our coach, we have our GM, everything is moving in this direction, now we're going to make our push.
I mean, look at the, if you just glance at the roster, and you just look at the starters, okay? Jamal Murray, KCP, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic. That should be, on paper, an amazing starting five. Now, I have to have Michael Porter Jr. answer some questions for me. I know Jamal Murray, at his worst, is going to be toying with being an all-star. At his worst, I think. I think his ceiling, saying it right now, dude, his ceiling is still Steph Curry-esque. I said it years ago. People still make fun of me about it. I said, I think Jamal Murray could be better than Steph. That year, the bubble year, the way Jamal played in those playoffs might be better than anything I've ever seen Steph Curry do. Oh, I know.
It's just a different energy that Jamal brings when he plays. It's so, you know, high octane, and he's just so aggressive with his defense and his offense and the way he can manipulate a team that's on the court just to get the guy open or to get Jokic the ball or to find somebody. He He's just electric.
I know it's like NBA blasphemy to dare say any guard is potentially could be better than Steph Curry. But I love what Jamal does, even if he doesn't score. He's still probably a better defensive player. Probably, I don't, maybe not a better passer, but his slashing ability, getting to the rim, rebounding, obviously, that's something he has over Steph. I just, he's going to be good. He'll be fine. KCP's going to be solid. Bruce Brown, defensively, Bones Highland, I know what I'm getting from those guys. I might get better. I might get more than, I might get more from Bruce Brown and Bones than I'm expecting. Smitty says he's averaging 16 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Is that his career average? He says not an all-star. No, but that year, the bubble year was his best year. And that's what I'm saying. That's the potential that this guy has. He averaged, his last season we saw him, he averaged 21 points, 4 boards, and 5 assists per game. No, not all-star caliber there, but the year before that, he was closer. He was much closer, or at least in the playoffs. He got better as the season went along. But I have been critical of Jamal Murray. I'm critical because my expectations of him are so high. So when he doesn't meet those expectations, I drop the criticism on this guy. I'm pretty rough on Jamal Murray.
And we say all-star because we've seen it. We've seen, you know,
yes,
outside of the bubble, we've seen those flashes of just, oh my gosh, this dude is so good. And then he goes in the bubble for, you know, 8 games. And just lights the world on fire. And then, you know, he gets hurt and we're kind of just, oh, could he ever get back to that?
Yeah.
And I think he can get close to it. You know, knee injuries aren't anything to joke about and they take a toll on, you know, players like that. But just his energy and his commitment to this team and building something here and winning a championship with Denver, it's a huge factor.
Texter here, until he proves he's a difference maker, he's not a difference maker. I think he is a difference maker. Now, the season that he got hurt was disappointing. Not just when he got hurt. He was fine. He was playing fine. But it wasn't the follow-up from the bubble that I wanted to see. I wanted to say, because I'm a bubble doubter. Like, I'm one of the guys that definitely says, that championship didn't mean crap for the Lakers.
The players themselves have said it. It was basketball 24/7.
The championship doesn't mean crap, and I'm sorry, but the Nuggets doing what no other team's done, what were they down 3-1 twice, and they came back. It's awesome. It's cool that it's in front of you, but it doesn't mean anything. It's the biggest asterisk you could put on something.
2 years later, it didn't mean anything.
No.
Because the Nuggets are still kind of in that same spot.
We tried to convince ourselves of that. I think even the players tried to convince themselves of that. But LeBron knows deep down that that championship didn't mean anything. It didn't. I'm sorry. If you think it did, then you're wrong. Because that was different basketball. Why do they have home and home, or they do the playoff series the way they do? Two at your home, two on the road. Because home court, home field, home ice, all of that stuff is part of it. It means something. And when you take that away and you go to a resort, you're just like, walking in your flip-flops over to the court to play, you're not dealing with air travel. You're not dealing with any of that stuff. You're just wake up, go play basketball. 11:52 the time. We'll take a short break. I'm going to wrap up hour number one. How good can the Nuggets be? Are the Avs just going to roll on through? We'll find out. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your NoCo home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at wholeshow.com. I want to see where you guys end up on this. What are you watching more in October? NFL, college football, Major League Baseball playoffs, NBA, or NHL? NFL's starting to run the table again, back to 37%. Second is Major League Baseball playoffs, then the NHL, then college football, then the NBA. Come on. 6% voting for the NBA? Where's my NBA fans? Go vote at theholeshow.com. All right, when we come back, we'll get to the lunch rush. I have Kevin Lytle on to talk with me and so much more. We have the Thursday night special too, Angel. Oh my goodness. Are you ready for the best Thursday night special we've ever had? Can't wait. We'll be right back.